as you can see, say by giving, you see, you are actually leaving. When you are giving, you take away the craving for that thing that you are giving. So, if you are giving a shirt to somebody, then you are leaving the craving for that thing, right? If you are giving alms food to the monks, then you are not having the craving for the food. So, this food is the one actually originated all these things. And by clinging to that food, and the whole process started here. And then we end up with this, the lust, the hate and delusion. But if you are giving up this craving, that means you are actually, when we say food, the nutriment I'm talking about, so the nutriment can be a person, it can be the food. So if you have someone you are loving and caring, then you just maintain the compassion for that person. Compassion for everybody else. Give up the craving part. So by doing that one, you are so pleased that you don't have the hate. As soon as you have a sensual desire and clinging to sensual desire, that's where you end up. You know that in the rough sea, or the sea nearby the shore, those places where that, you know, the bad stuff get collected, you know, there's a corner sometimes, right? So it's like that. The hatred is sort of get collected in that area. That is, because of the craving, as soon as you have the craving, then you are actually starting the whole process. Remember that the vehicle, the engine diagram, you start spinning the front engine, front wheels, then you are spinning the back wheels. So you automatically get that harsh speech, frivolous talks and all those things, because these things are needed by, not only by me, by other people as well. So there is a fight and things like that for anything like a nutriment. And this diagram can be used the other way around as well. This is a marvelous diagram that you can see if we have this, if you go backward from these arrows, you know, there's a, this diagram has to be used for the good way. But if you can see that when you have the lust, hate and delusion, if you start from the fourth blue box, then you are not saying that that there is Nibbana and then, you know, the suffering and so on. So you are happy to go in the line of, you know, the lust and accumulating lust. And you are not saying that there is Nibbana, you are saying that there is no suffering and I am happy to live this life and so on. That's how the most beings are living today. And then you go through that arrow to this, that you are not abandoning skills, you are actually, you are going to the unskilled states. And from the unskilled states, that you are going to the hatred. And from the hatred state, you are going back to the killing, stealing and all those things. So you can work backward as well. Because the backward means that when you are using the backward arrows, you need to use the, you know, each box has got two things, that giving, you get the merit, right? By not giving, you are accumulating the other things. So over here, the no risk is stored for restrained. If you are restraining, it's not there. If you are not restraining your eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and all those things, then you can see you are storing the hatred. So the other way around can be used to generate this. I'm not normally taking that path because people get confused when you do that way. This diagram has to be used in good sense, but it can be used the other way around as well. If you take the arrows the other way around. And the consequence of these things are these pink color circles. You can see they will be got rid of. When you have the determination for truth, then you are getting rid of the flood of sensual desire. When you have the determination for relinquishment, the flood of existence is got rid of. That I do not accumulate things. When you have the determination for wisdom, that will get rid of the flood of views. And if you have the determination for calms, the flood of ignorance is get rid of. So those bad ones are got rid of. That's why you are going into this calmness. So this is an amazing diagram. And it's this Dhamma is there in the Petakopadesa. And the Bhante Sahampati, Mahabrahma, help me to sort of draw in this particular way, arranging that one. Otherwise it's sort of so complicated for someone to write it. Do it. This Dhamma is there in the Petakopadesa. All the links are mentioned. And how to write it. First, when I wrote it something like a diamond shape. And this one, it doesn't make any sense to travel through. But if you go through that one, you can see there is a knot created. If you go through the other way around, the bad way, you can see there is a knot created. And by traveling through the good way, you are actually undoing that knot. There is a knot. In this, you know, that is Anto Jata Bahi Jata, Pali words over here, is that we made something, you know, the lust is making a knot. So, do you have any questions? Is it difficult?
What's got to overcome in your life? And that means first to understand
why. Yeah, you need
practice.
Yes.
Is difficult.
Well, if you remember this gatha, you know what is written in blue, and if you know the position where it is being applied, that is the most important thing. And know this what it means in those blue boxes. And then you apply, if you remember this diagram, at least this part over here that, you know, those four circles and these four blue squares. That's good enough. That's good enough. You need to understand, I am keeping my compassion for the living beings. I am removing the lust. I am removing the craving. Those are the two words. And then you can travel through.
Actually, someone is doing this. They have to start with the Yogapadivandana.
Yes, they are starting with the painful with sluggish acquaintanceship. That is how we started with in the Satipatthana meditation. We start with the regarding the body. We were thinking about the death contemplation and so on. So those are the ones lead me to. Let's say if I am not dying, I am stingy. I will keep on accumulating because I want to live more and more. When I see that I am dying, what is these things for? I have to give up. If you don't see the danger of this thing, then you are not going to give up. You are keep on accumulating. If you are going to live for 1,000 years, and you would think, oh well, I need to accumulate more and more properties, more and more things for me to live, right? If you are not thinking about the foul nature of the body, then you would actually go and grab other, you know, living beings. Let me accumulate them. But if you know about the foul nature of these things, of the food and the new, the people and so on, well, I will keep my distance. I'll go away from that one. So I restrain from my eye, you know, stump body and the mind, in that sense. If I'm not restraining, that means all the time I am accumulating. You cannot have a sensual desire without getting the anger. You have the sensual desire, and then later on, what you have is as a result, the anger. Because you are never satisfied with sensual desire. I got it, I ate this food today and so happy. Well, next day it's not available in the supermarket. Then I am angry. You know, the thing that I eat is not there. The same thing applies to every sensual desire. No way you can actually have sensual desires without getting the anger. So you are actually accumulating it. So what Buddha is saying over here, if you are giving, there is no hatred stored. By passing that particular point, your life is becoming so pleasing. This is the problem. Going beyond that one is so pleasant. So actually what Brahma Sampada said, many people are not here. Whoever come over here are only the Aryans. Who has attained the stream entry, once returned at that state. Most of the beings are over here, first square and the second square. If they are successful over here, that by leaving the craving and keeping the compassion, then they go through this path. They get the concentration. So it's not that bad to do at least two and master it thoroughly and go through it.
So after the four elements, you mentioned extension.
Yeah.
Cohesion.
Cohesion, yes.
Can you also say solidity for extension?
Yes, the solid and the softness and the hardness both are due to the element of extension. So you can say the patavi, that this particular chair is extend from here to here. You can say the solid nature. Solid nature, hard nature sort of thing. But the real term is that the element of extension, it's extend, it allows the matter to occupy a space. Because of its the hardness and the softness. The element of cohesion is, in physics, is called intermolecular attraction force. So how the two things combine together. And so the liquid has got that nature. And these four properties are together all the time in anything. But when you see the hard things, the element of extension is more prominent than the other three. Element of extension, element of cohesion, element of motion, and element of heat.
Cohesion?
Cohesion is the apodhatu, that the liquid nature. It has got a pouring sort of nature.
How do you explain that cohesion? How do you see that nature?
Well, if you take in your body, you have the saliva, the urine, the blood, whatever the liquid things. So those has got the element of cohesion is more prominent in those things. So by looking at that liquid, that you think that the element of cohesion is here in those things.
Cohesion is friction.
Intermolecular attraction force. The two things bind together because of this. And then the motion is, the air goes up, goes down. It has got the element of motion in it. And it has got the other four, all four are together all the time. You can't separate them. But the one element is more prominent than the other.
So
yes, the nature, yeah. Okay. We'll stop for today.